The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space, so there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
Yeah.
Oh God, we're a wreck. Oh, hey Joe, how's it going?
Oh, it's going.
It's going, all right. Hey everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 202 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Thursday, January 30th, 2020. In case you didn't know it, The Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.shyampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, what? Guys. Betty out.
Put it on ice.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
So, how was your day or week or whatever, Anthony?
Well, we had a lovely... Wow. I'm surprised this hasn't, the show opening hasn't rolled. Usually it rolls over to something else, but usually we take longer to get through the opening. Anyway, cold fronts are nice. We've been enjoying some nice cooler weather here in Florida. Not exactly that type of weather. It's been kind of more easy breezy kind of lovely weather. And yeah, it's been nice. It's not Taco Thursday, which is, but no, it's actually, it wasn't too bad because I met up with a special guest and we went to German food and I had some German beer and I had a grapefruit Hefeweizen, which was quite tasty. Yes, it was very tasty.
Was it and super hoppy?
Not too hoppy. It was actually, you actually had a more fruity, it had definitely had a fruity flavor to it, but it wasn't, you had the bitterness of the grapefruit, but it wasn't like a severe bitterness. It was like a light, like a tartness almost. But it was very smooth, and I went through 2 pints of it. It was quite nice.
Wow.
I don't think the alcohol content was incredibly high on it because I went through 2 pints, and I was fine. But still, it was quite tasty and quite enjoyable. But, you know, Taco Thursdays can be postponed sometimes for other things, you know, like fun dinners at German restaurants. That was Mr. Dunderback's, by the way. It's over on Brewsby Downs over there by New Tampa. But yeah, it's pretty awesome by USF.
Now I'm thinking maybe I'll need to incorporate Taco Thursdays into my repertoire of food options, because why not? Then I can eat a taco on the show and talk about it.
There you go. You can do taco. So, we can do Joe's Taco Thursday.
Joe's
minute.
Taco Thursday. And so, with that said, it is Thursday, and no, you cannot get coronavirus by drinking a Corona beer. That was one of the what do you call those things? Conspiracy theories going on?
Really? Was it really? Yes. Oh my goodness!
Yeah, people were. That was also a very high search term.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. People are stupid. Yes, people are really, really stupid. I mean, they are. I mean, that's just pure ignorance right there.
Uh-oh, Ezel has arrived.
Ezel, oh, is Ezel in the chat room? Hello. We got to give Ezel some fanfare here. Hold on.
Yay!
Yes, thank you for joining us, Ezel. We greatly appreciate it.
Let's see. What do we got here up next, Anthony? Do we have some announcements?
Let's see. The voicemail indicator says no new messages. So we have no new messages. Well, that's fine, you know.
You know, if you want to join us, folks, whether it's, if you can join us live, that would be great, because that's the only time you'd really want to be in the chat room.
Yeah. unless you're listening to one of John DeVoe's
that's
time
true.
Slots.
One of his lifetime slots,
so
where he has guests in his chat room.
Yeah.
But our phone lines are ready for you at 813-327-8566. You can give us a call, and Betty will put you in a special place, and then you'll be in our special place. We love special places here on.
We do love special places. We have many special places at the Joe and Anthony Show. Many special places. Special places for special people.
I'm really excited for you to talk to us about this story in your weed corner.
Yeah, right? When is my weed corner? Are we coming up on it? I think so. It looks like it. Yeah, we can go ahead and start it. We might as well move ahead. Let's see. Yeah, weed corner, 1 minute and 25 seconds. It's all good. You run out of time. So, weed corner. Our first weed corner story comes from High Times. Thomas Edward is the writer. Chicago police recently installed cannabis amnesty boxes in the city's airports to provide a safe repository for travelers to dump their weed. One thief saw an opportunity, of course, and authorities reported that someone snatched an item from an amnesty box located at Midway Airport. Chicago police want you to be aware that tampering with or attempting to remove anything placed inside the boxes is a crime. Detectives are investigating the matter. So yeah, so someone swiped some stuff off of an amnesty box.
I think of it as amnesty, I'm broke. Give me some weed, please.
Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of, I guess, the question, because then I'm like, well, it is legal, so does it have to? I mean, is it really that bad? I mean, you're not. Who are you stealing from? I mean, who are you really stealing from?
I heard this box, and I saw the picture of the box. It didn't look like it was very well secured. It looked like you could just kind of pry it open.
Yeah.
It looked like a cheap put me together.
Yeah. For like something from IKEA or something.
Yeah,
like an
or
IKEA.
Walmart even.
Oh, wow. That's kind of scary. Oh, look. The weed corner wants to start. So. And now we will go to your neighboring state of Indiana.
Indiana.
Yeah. This also comes from High Times, from Thomas Edward. Thank you, Thomas Edward. You provided some decent stories this week. Now, according to the Indiana government, if local officials no longer want to enforce anti-marijuana laws, the Indiana Senate wants the state to step in. Marion County prosecutor announced last September that his office would no longer prosecute possession of marijuana cases involving approximately 1 ounce or less.
Wow.
The Marion County prosecutor said that resources dedicated to public safety can be better used than going after minor marijuana crimes, which, I would agree.
That makes sense.
Currently, Indiana has a strong divide, and marijuana legalization has faced a tough uphill battle, and it really has in the state. I don't see Indiana being anywhere in the green rush anytime.
That's sad.
Which is very sad, because Indiana would be an awesome state to cultivate marijuana, because it has the ground is reasonably fertile. They've already got a big agricultural industry that probably could use a boost. You know, you can switch over to weed and call it a day. But for some reason that the state legislators are very against it.
It's that weird religious belt thing.
Yeah, because I think Ohio is kind of they're in the Bible Belt, and I think Ohio kind of falls into the same thing. Ohio is kind of a strange state because parts of Ohio are Like, oh wow, look, I'm only on one channel. What happened? There we go.
Ooh, one channel.
One channel. There we go. It's my button. My button.
Uh oh.
Yeah, it's this channel button. It just gets all squishy and scratchy and anyway, so we can move on to your thoughtless corner, Joe.
I love my thoughtless corner. So I kind of want to talk about a little bit about the joy of delayed gratification.
Okay.
And I'll just use an example. I have had one of those little 35 millimeter disposable fun cameras that I picked up at Walgreens probably like maybe 2 years ago. You know, and I had every intent to go out and take some really snazzy pictures and, you know, being cautious that the camera really needs good bright sunlight. And unfortunately, most of my pictures were taken probably like, say, around 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning when it was pretty clear out.
Yeah.
But there was clearly not enough light.
Not enough light, yeah.
Nope. Those cameras. Plus, what compounded the matter was the film was supposed to have been developed in May of 2019. So, there's that. You know, what can I
do? Yeah, film can go bad after a while. It does have an expiration date.
Yeah, but, you know, the pictures that did come out look, you know, they're a little blurry, but there's a few that kind of have, like, an artistic flair, and so maybe I'll... Oh, are you okay over there? You look like you're about to die. So, anyways, well, let's just go ahead and take care of our word of the show while Anthony talks along.
Yeah, well, you know, this is some harsh stuff here, so, you know.
So, last week, our word of the show was Frankenfood, whose definition is, or are, foods made by the process of genetic engineering. And now, this week's word is adjudicate. And adjudicate means to make an official decision or judgment. For example, I can't wait till Judge Judy adjudicates your ass off her show.
Oh, I love Judge Judy.
And unfortunately, I forgot to give you the canned laughter, unless you have it.
Hold on.
Do you have canned laughter?
Hold on, I might. I might. Let me look. I have an applause. Yes, I do.
Yes! Thank you.
There you go. Sorry.
Thank you, canned laughter. Okay, Roger, take it away. Oh, wow, we're, like, really well ahead of time
here.
Hold on.
Hello, it's the other lovable artificial personality unit,
Roger,
if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and croissants for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Thursday, January 30th, 2020, and it is National Croissant Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky croissant that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning croissant, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no. Take it away, guys.
So, when, you know, let's talk about croissants a little bit since we have like a few minutes before we.
Wait, hold on. I have to do. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So, when was the last time you had a croissant? I mean, a real croissant, not like a croissant from Dunkin' Donuts. Or...
Then it's been quite a while. Actually, no. You know what? I go to a donut shop down the street that makes donuts and croissants and stuff like that. So I would say probably
croissants?
the hole-in-one donuts. I think they're croissants they make on their own.
Ooh, I remember hole-in-one donuts.
You remember hole-in-one? Yeah, they have nice flaky croissants.
Croissants.
Well, tonight I am enjoying the new croissant and Febreze flavor from Paul and Stan's Ice Cream, available exclusively at your local Dollar Miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. When was the last time you experienced a true croissant?
Ooh, you know what? Actually, probably about a year ago, there's a place called... Bouze lingerie.
Ooh, lingerie, mon chichon. Oh, oui, oui. Oh, oui, oui.
Anyways, yes. They bake and make fresh breads and such. Baguettes.
Croissants. They're aliens. They're alien croissants.
Maybe that's a good show title. They are alien croissants.
Or just alien croissants.
Alien croissants.
Alien croissants. Yes. Okay, we'll
there
go.
We go.
Okay, write it down. Put it in the book. Put it in the book.
I have to go all the way down at the end of the script, though, because that's where we put it.
Okay. We put it on the top, too, on the first page.
That's true, but if I put it here, then... Anyways.
Yeah.
So, I think that's it, and what are we doing next?
I guess we might as well just spin the wheel, and we can talk about my random news story. Give that
pull
wheel.
Pull that spinning croissant.
Oh boy, here we go.
What insurance did we pay this time?
I think we're with United Homeless and Cardboard Company.
Of Omaha?
Of Omaha. No, not of Omaha. Of, like, I think Idaho or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to talk about Tampa Bay's favorite pastime, which is called Gasparilla, which many of us just find is probably some of the most ridiculous thing.
Is that coming back again?
It was last weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, it's where you get a bunch of grown-ass men that try to act like college boys, drinking and acting like fucking fools, going after this with this whole pirate thing and over this fake pirate story. And it's stupid. It's a reason.
It's dumb.
It's a reason to get drunk. It's just a reason to get drunk. So, anywho, our random news story comes from the Tampa Bay Times, where we find out just how drunk the pirates at Gasparilla really are. The Times tested 100 people ranging from 18 to 66, and almost all guessed their blood alcohol levels wrong, which is scary because 18 to 21 is not legally drinking.
Right.
More than 75% of those surveyed were over the legal limit, while many insisted that they were fine to drive. Others had no concept of what Florida's legal limit actually was. Only two people guessed their level exactly. 58 people thought they were less drunk than they actually were, while 30 people guessed that they were more drunk. 18 people who were completely sure they were under the limit tested over it. Yeah. More than a few participants announced that they had planned to beat their friend's score on the machine and reminded that it was not a contest. While one group took their tests, their tipsy friend laid down on the sidewalk to rest her head. Multiple people offered to take the test with beer in the mouth to see what would happen. Yep, that's Gasparilla for you. About 8 hours after the Tampa Bay Times conducted the breathalyzer experiment, news broke of a fatal wrong-way crash near Tampa International Airport. A witness told police the driver was wearing Gasparilla beads. Back to you, Betty. When I find you, where are you, Betty?
Betty here. Check these out and more that we recast on Chimpa Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains Podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit chimpa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe.
Betty. Betty out. Sorry, Betty. I hit the stop button a little too quickly there.
Well, thanks, Betty. And we're sorry about that.
It happens,
Betty. Don't hit me.
Don't beat me. Don't beat me, Betty.
Before we get to the news, sourced by Alvera and Chipskipper, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Midway. What the fuck is that for?
It's my new office chair. It's the flush function on my office. I finally got one of those self-pooping office chairs. And it's the flush function.
Yay!
Yeah, it's the flush function.
Pooping?
Mine's actually kind of loud, though, so we might... I should have probably bought the Whisper Quiet model.
The Whisper one. All right, well, unless you're listening live and sitting on your Whisper chair, it's currently overcast and 34 degrees. The dew point is 22 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a wind chill of 29. The humidity is at 61%. Winds are howling out of the south at 5 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Thursday night, a 50% chance of snow with a low of 29. Friday, a chance of snow with a high of 35. Saturday, wow, mostly cloudy with a high of 37. Could be a gusty day. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 50 degrees. 50 degrees, January 30th. What the fuck is happening to this world? Monday, partly sunny with a high near 46. Whoa. Tuesday, a high. A chance of rain and snow with a high near 37. And Wednesday, a slight chance of snow, partly sunny with a high near 31. And that's your Chicago weather. And now it's time for the news.
I guess you don't get your intro thing. It seems to have fallen off. All right, hold on.
That's okay.
Okay.
We never learn to quit while we're ahead. It's true. From CWBChicago.com, Dateline, January 2020. It's never a good idea to tell the police that your car has been stolen when it really hasn't been.
Not really, no.
Especially a bad idea for Garrett. The 26-year-old man was the backseat driver in a car that police... a backseat passenger in a car that police pulled over for a traffic violation on the 600 block of somewhere just before midnight last Wednesday. The traffic stop just happened to take place next to where Garrett's vehicle was parked, according to a police report. And for some reason, Garrett decided to tell the cops that his car, the one parked behind their squad car, had been reported stolen, police said. So police ran Garrett's license plate number. It did not come back stolen. However, it did come back with an alert notifying officers that the owner of the vehicle is wanted by DuPage County authorities. Garrett was placed under arrest on the warrant. As officers took him into custody, they took possession of a small, locked, zip-up case that he had. Garrett, police said, told them that the case contained his medicine. So, a search of the case allegedly revealed a collection of prescription bottles containing drugs. Many of the bottles had no labels on them at all, police said, and some of the bottles contained more than one kind of pill, which, of course, is not standard practice in the pharmaceutical industry. When it was all said and done, prosecutors charged Garrett with 6 felony counts of possessing a controlled substance, felony possession of more than 15 grams of cocaine, and a misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. He was carrying 22 grams of coke worth $4,400, 111 Xanax pills worth $555, ooh, 21 Adderalls worth $210, ooh, 1 oxycodone worth $80, 62 suboxones worth $775, and 11 Vivianzes worth $117, and 25 Viagras worth $1,625. He, Judge Mary Marrubio set his bail at $5,000. He's due back in court later, some other time.
Some other time.
Yep. Man, I've been trying to really find some good, like, stupidity ones, and I think that one was pretty
good. That one was pretty good. Wow, that's quite a bit there. Wow.
Yeah.
All right, you want to move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
I am enjoying a lovely chocolate chipper cookie from Panera Bread.
Ooh, tasty too. Mm-hmm. Really, 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 really. Why am I not surprised? From UPI, Dateline January 16th, 2020. The University of British Columbia in Vancouver canceled its annual snowball fight on a Wednesday because of, guess what, Anthony? What do you think they would have to cancel?
There were wild chickens on the playing field.
That could be a very valid reason. Or the coronavirus. That could be a very valid reason. But no.
No.
It was because of too much snow.
No way.
The snowball fight had been set for 12:30 p.m. Wednesday in the main mall, but because of too much snow Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, it had to wait for it to thaw out some. Heavy snow had also led to widespread commuter chaos and the cancellation of classes at the Point Grey campus on Wednesday. The annual event, weather permitting, has been rescheduled for the following day. Well, students organized the annual event with an estimated 3,000 showing up last year. That's a lot of people for a snowball fight.
I know, and you'd think that you'd want to do a snowball fight
with
in the snow. Maybe I'm wrong. Apparently, I don't. Maybe, you know what? I live in Florida now, so clearly I'm totally back ass words.
This is why I just don't understand people. Are you stupid?
I'm sure there's a science behind it.
I'm sure we lost about 25% of our subscribers because I just said that.
Let's blow up this kitty. We'll get them back. Bad kitty. Bad kitty.
Ooh. Well, let's move on to the our special time of the night.
Fiddles McGinty.
Ooh, and kitty being
mad. Oh my goodness, and he's bouncing like a jiggy.
Fiddles McGinty, let's find out how he's being bad. From UPI Dateline, January 16th, 2020, a New Zealand family whose home was reportedly targeted by a burglar who stole only fish food set up a security camera and identified the culprit. Guess who it could be, Anthony?
A giant chicken.
It was fish food.
A chicken. A giant chicken.
Chicken.
No.
No.
It was a neighborhood cat. Mark of Auckland said a friend was taking care of the family's fish while they were out of town, and the fish sitter soon noticed an unusual problem. Uh-oh. Our friend was confused because she would leave the container of fish flakes on the bench at night. In the morning, it would be gone, he told the New Zealand Herald. She found more fish food in the cupboard, but the same thing happened again. We had no idea what was going on. So, Mark said the family returned home and soon find themselves awakened in the middle of the night by a sound in the kitchen. We actually thought there was someone in the house and looked around everywhere. Then we went into the kitchen and the fish food was gone.
Wow.
The family set up a security camera to catch the culprit in the act. We heard another noise in the early hours of the morning and went and checked the footage, and there it was, a video of this lovely-looking white fluffy cat on the bench. He said the cat had apparently been able to shove its way through the cat door, despite it being secured with a magnetic lock. Mark said the family is trying to find the cat's owner to prevent future feline break-ins at their home. The cat is not the smallest thief to make headlines in recent weeks. The squirrel was caught on camera stealing a package from the front porch of a Los Angeles home.
What? A squirrel? What the fuck? A squirrel was stealing a package from a...
Yeah,
was it a package of nuts or something?
I was working for the local gang or something.
I mean, was it like a pizza? Did someone like leave a pizza down? I've seen the squirrels take the pizza at the New York subway on YouTube. I mean, I've seen all that, but jeez.
Maybe it was a coffee club box.
Could have been.
It had, like,
maybe.
Cold beans.
Coffee of the week. Coffee of the day.
Ooh, I wonder how squirrels would react to whole bean coffee.
It'd probably explode.
Ooh. Now I want a couple of whole bean coffees.
Oh, my goodness.
So the San Pedro resident said a witness out walking spotted the squirrel fleeing with the package and returned it to the home. All right.
That is so strange.
There you have it. That's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the On Crack and Bud Lovable, Chip Skipper, and his Crack News team. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call. 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, trans migrants trapped by the U.S. asylum crisis speak out. A famed photographer who flirted with sex and gender is celebrated in a rainbow minute. South Korea's first transgender soldier fights discharge. Israel abandons Russian orphans to anti-queer bias. Scotland's Chick-fil-A lays an egg.
Aussie Satanists claim rights under the proposed religious discrimination bill, and faint Pence praise promotes Trump's impeachment. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after someone adjudicates our case.
Ooh.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials.
Retro.
Seltzer,
retro.
And cigarettes. And Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Shyampa Radio.
Here's big news. With Sears' great low prices every single day throughout the store, you'll find outstanding values like never before. Imagine an AT&T 465 memory telephone, now only $49.99. That's a great low price on a great AT&T phone with the features you want, like 32-number memory speed dialing, line-in-use indicator, and lighted dial buttons. So get to Sears for the AT&T 465 memory telephone, now at the fantastic price of only $49.99. Check it out at Sears, where you get your money's worth and a whole lot more.
Tonight, make dinner special.
There's something exciting, something delighting, something to make it special. So pass tonight. Breadcrumbs of bright, vegetable sight. So top with dinner, always a winner. So top delicious with all your dishes. They'll love it each and every bite. Make dinner time more special. So top tonight.
Stovetop stuffing.
It's happening all around the house, right about now.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I'd like a Triscuit.
I know my family, and when they'd like a snack, they'd like a Triscuit wafer.
Great with cheese.
Or with a dip.
Neat with jam.
Or just by themselves.
And they really are good.
Triscuit wafers, they're made from 100% natural whole wheat. And that's good, too.
A Triscuit, baked only by Nabisco.
You are listening to
Shyampa
Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first city to mint its own gold coins was Florence, Italy in 1252? Did you know that the first aluminum drink can was introduced in 1964? And did you know that the first drug that was sold as a water-soluble tablet was aspirin in 1900? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
Please wait, please wait. Opening special socket. Please wait, please wait. Creating memo entry data form. Subject. New dietary restrictions require updated diet. New line. New line. Hashtag hash browns. Yummy. Please wait. Please wait. Oopsie. Hashtag hash browns are no longer available. Damn. Please wait. Please wait. Alert. Alert. New treat available. Hashtag gluten-free. Hashtag non-GMO. Hashtag sugar-free. Hashtag dairy-free. Hashtag imitation soy plastic. Hashtag easy out pellet. Hashtag treat. Now that's the part I like. Easy out pellet. Some of these new dietary foods require obtrusion robot extrusion extension 3.2, which I have not been equipped with. Going forward, all food supplements must come from Hashtag Treat. Please do not exceed 100 Easy Out pellets a day, or you will suffer. Hashtag Poop Deloop Errors. End of memo. Closing special socket. Ba-whoop, ba-weep. My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated. Ethical chickens. Parvu valens. I'm an expensive bitch. You better treat me right. Ethical chickpeas. My butthole don't buzz for the treat.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit. From Null Soft Shoutcast.
That was some supercharged Betty there on that cart. Jeez. Woo. That must have been the day she blew out the socket in the studio. Because I remember one day we came walking in, there were flames shooting up the studio, the little sound booth walls. Took the damn thing out. Anyway, might as well go ahead and cue one of those robots.
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back.
Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, biotches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything.
Roger here.
Take it away, the lovable Anton.
Thank God it's Monday, because up next... We've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for.
Thank you, Roger.
You got it, Anthony.
Crazy Florida.
You got it, Joe.
All right, before we get to my crazy Florida news, it's time for your Siampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Let me find my weather card. There we go. There we go. Yep, absolutely fantastic. Okay, fantastic.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Yes, thank you. All right. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 65 degrees. The humidity is 68%. Dew point is 54 degrees. And the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Thursday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 59. Friday, we will see a 30% chance of showers after 1 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. On Friday night, we will see a 60% chance of showers before 1 a.m., cloudy with a low around 62. Saturday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 in the afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. And then on Sunday, sunny with a high near 64. That's it for your Siampa weather. Now on to some crazy Florida news.
Oh, boy.
Let me open my scripty script here.
Scripty script.
All right. WSB-TV Channel 2 out of Atlanta brings us our first crazy news story of the night about a 15-year-old doing what most 15-year-olds aren't doing. Amanda is being charged with robbery with a firearm and neglect of a child in connection to the robbery, which happened last Halloween at a Circle K in Seminole County. Reports state that Amanda drove her son and two others to the store. Her teenage son then allegedly entered the store wearing a mask and holding a firearm, demanding money from the cashier. While the robbery, While the robbery was happening, Amanda backed up her minivan to the store. Surveillance cameras from the Circle K captured the entire robbery, but forensic evidence from a note containing Amanda's son's fingerprints was left behind, led authorities to the arrest. When deputies searched Amanda's home in unincorporated Winter Park, Florida, they found a mask and clothing that matched what the robber wore during the robbery, according to the report. Both are facing charges.
Well, good for them.
I know, right? Isn't that fantastic? Oh, here comes another one. More Florida funness. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from News 96.5 WDBO Orlando, where someone got a little creative in their scheme to grab a few extra dollars. Deputies said a man walked into a McDonald's in Kissimmee, Florida, Sunday night wearing an employee uniform, walked behind the cash register, and helped another man place an order. Seconds later, the cash register drawer opened, and surveillance footage showed the man posing as a worker grab cash before running out the door of the restaurant while the other man ran out of the other door. Deputies described the suspect wearing the McDonald's uniform as a man in his mid-20s who is approximately 6 feet 2 inches and weighs about 170 pounds. They described the second suspect in Sunday's incident as a male in his late 20s, approximately 5 foot 10, and weighing about 230. Anyone with information on the incidents is asked to call the Osceola County Sheriff's Office. There we go. See, how about that? Just dress up in a McDonald's uniform. You'll be all set.
Wow.
Yeah, right. Tell me about it.
How about you dress up as a Subway employee and go make me a sandwich?
I'm not a fan of Subway sandwiches.
I'm a fan of some of their Subway sandwiches.
I used to like them more, but something changed where the bread got kind of, I don't know, disgusting.
Yeah, you know, it's designed for toasting, and that's the problem. The bread is
that is now designed it's designed for toasting.
Yep, and because it's all the time, would you like it toasted? No, I don't want my fucking sandwich toasted.
I know. Why does everyone want to fucking toast your goddamn sandwich?
Because they want a panini-like kind of sandwich.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm going to take it anymore. I do not want my sandwich toasted.
It's un-American. No,
that
kidding.
Is un-American.
I'm just kidding. It's not un-American. You can do whatever the fuck you want. It's your money.
Yeah, but don't give me shitty bread that's like wet sponge.
That's true.
That's the thing that has like driven me away from Subway. I used to like Subway a lot, but then the bread, and I didn't ever realize it was for the toasting, but the bread just got
Jimmy
gross.
John's.
I do Jimmy
bad.
John's. I like Jimmy John's. Firehouse Subs, I don't think you have them up there. They're pretty good as well. Yeah. And there's one more that I've done. Not Jimmy John's, not Firehouse, but I can't think of it right now. But I'd love a Schlotsky's, though.
Whatever that is.
Schlotsky's? You remember Schlotsky's? We used to eat at Schlotsky's. It was the deli in the Illinois Center.
Oh, it's not there anymore.
Oh, it's been... Schlotsky's was long gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It's all chicken and burgers.
And it wasn't... Actually, it was never in the food court. It was on the first floor. It was in the corner. It was in the corner of the building.
Wow, it's... I have to dig back deep.
Yeah, you'd have... That was a long time ago. Yeah. We're talking... I was eating there when I was first working at the phone company, so...
Oh, you
know,
boy.
So that's... You're talking at least 17 plus 6 years, you know?
Oh,
so
no. Yeah, 20,
we're talking 22 years ago. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, our final Florida news story of the night comes from WBTW
sexy.
News Channel 13. Not as sexy as you think. Myrtle Beach and tells us of a lover once scorned who needed an emergency advice. A Largo woman was arrested on Friday for misusing 911 by calling and texting the number
you
to
can
make
text 911.
Yeah, actually, in some counties here, you can text 911.
Oh wow!
I do not believe you can do that in Hillsborough County, but well, exactly. She was making non-criminal complaints about her husband. Police said Sylvia, 69, used 911 multiple times via text and phone to ask for things like a counselor and how to file for a divorce. How lovely. Police responded to Sylvia's residence early Friday morning around 1:50, where she was reportedly highly intoxicated while being questioned by the police.
I should text 411 and say I need a blow job. Give me the 411.
Go for it. She was arrested and charged with misuse of the 911 system. Yeah, right. That's it. And back to you, Betty. Let me find you, Betty. Betty, where'd you go? Betty, what is there another? I don't have a Betty. Betty 3. I don't have a Betty 3. Where's the Betty 3? Betty 3, where'd you go? Betty 3. Betty 3.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
We're giving them a
Why
break.
Don't you do Betty 3?
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you, too, can hang out in the studio with us two idiots.
That's
be
us.
Be a part of this UniQ studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Shyampa.org for our latest broadcast schedule. And did you know what? You can chat in our webpage. Just click chat. Chat, 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 chat. But anyways, go grab your bongs, bitches. Because us two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, that, or something.
Something.
I don't know
something.
What. And maybe even a call or two might
maybe,
come in.
Maybe Ezel will give us a call.
So hold on. Woohoo! Here it comes. Plethora Thursday. Take it away. Well, I thank you, Joe. You're welcome, Joe. Oh,
you
man.
Got it, Joe.
I crack
you got it,
sometimes.
Anthony.
I know, it's crazy. But
it happens.
Whatever.
It's all good.
Well, we don't need a show title because
we got a show title. Yeah,
Alien Croissants.
Alien Croissants.
Croissants.
Isn't that good? That's awesome.
So, wow. Don't you have something to say about? So we still have the stupid human head in the refrigerator.
Yeah, I think we do. I don't know. You know, sometimes the human head just stays in the refrigerator. I don't think anyone wants to get rid of it. I think nobody really wants to touch it, and nobody wants to call the police either, because how do you explain a human head in the refrigerator? Seriously.
Yeah. And I don't even give a shit about fucking Super Bowl Sunday. What kind of fun can you have on Super Bowl Sunday?
Nah, football's icky. I'm not a big football fan.
I'm not either. And I don't know. It's like the commercials. I don't even watch enough TV to give a shit about commercials anymore.
And the TV I watch, I like skip through the commercials, so I...
Yeah.
You know.
The TV that I watch, unfortunately, I have to deal with commercials. Oh, but I have to say, I did find a channel. And I think it's only available on folks that have Samsung televisions that have got, like, the TV Plus feature. And it basically gives you all of these extra, like, streaming channels with things from, like, movies, documentaries, religious programming, you name it, they have it. Music too. But I found a channel that plays nonstop Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh my god.
It's great. So I can just sit and watch it at any time. It's at some different, you know, it just it's either on random or it just goes by season. I don't know what.
Yeah.
But there's stuff I had never seen before and I'm like, holy shit. But it's a lot of it's old.
In a very long time.
Yeah, a lot of it is pretty old. Like 2012, 2015, that kind of stuff.
Not surprising.
Yep. But, you know, hey, you know, when you're just kind of hanging around the house getting fucked up all day, what else are you going to do?
You're living the Florida lifestyle.
Yeah. At least I'm not leaving the house and doing half the crazy shit these people do in this goddamn world.
Mm. Don't ask him to drive. Don't ask him to drive.
You know, and there's a lot of PSAs on the radio lately here about not driving while intoxicated with cannabis or marijuana.
Yeah, we get that now too.
You know what? I would never drive myself while high, and that's a personal decision because I just don't trust.
I drive high all the time.
I may walk high. I may get on the bus high. but you know,
there's a level of highness I will allow myself to get to. I mean, after a certain level of highness, I'm like, I'm not gonna drive.
Yeah. But
if I've, yeah, it's there's a level, there's a I get, there's a line where I can be like, yeah, I'm okay, or no, I'm not okay, you know. Kind of like the whole alcohol line too, whether or not it's reliable or not, who knows.
Yeah.
But
you know, that's what that is, and it's almost February. Holy shit!
I know, right? Rant. Where the fuck did January go?
A lot has happened in January, and it feels like the year is already done. It just is. I mean, summer hasn't even arrived yet, and fall, and then the rest of the next winter.
Tanner, you're already exhausted with 2020.
I'm already exhausted with 2020.
Already exhausted with 2020.
I want Barbara Walters to just say 2020 over and over. 2020. So that I can, like, get it on a loop and record it and be all silly with it. But anyways. So, yeah, our phone lines are open, folks, at 813-327-8566. You can give us a call and talk about anything your little heart desires. We are not snowflakes. We can take it all. But just, you know.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it's Thursday. Is it Thursday?
It is Thursday.
I took the next few days off of work. I'm traveling.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm traveling. I have a wedding to go to in Orlando this weekend, so.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm heading up there tomorrow, so I'm getting a little 4-day weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be bad, and it's been kind of slow lately around the office. It's that time of year where things are slow, so, you know,
it's
good.
It's slow everywhere, and that, you know,
it's not, slow is not good for you. Slow is good for me, because it means things are working, but slow is not good for you.
Slow for us means there is something wrong.
Yeah.
But no, a lot of it is just due to the fact that there's a shifting demographic, you know, and you fight for every customer or guest that you got, and you really fight to keep that guest, and you've got to do and be willing to sacrifice and be willing to be honest about yourself and what you can do. If you can't put out a product that is going to please customers, you might consider doing something else.
Like blowjobs during business hours. You know,
sure.
You can cup of coffee with a blowjob.
Yeah, we can make a food truck out of that somehow.
Green eggs and ham and a blowjob, or frushi and a blowjob, or
I could see
a blowjob
with like a cone of silence, but just with the translucent, or no, an opaque shield.
Uh oh, my phone is not working.
Oh,
hold
no.
Hold on.
The phone is not working.
I'm sorry, Ezel. Because we've been shifting around days, I have to manually do the phone lines and open them up. And I've kind of... We had a lot of technical issues today for the show, so we've been a little half-baked. You can call us now, Ezel, if you want. Our phone lines are open. We are now
open. I forgot I had a beer.
Oh, you have a beer? I'm not drinking because I took some ibuprofen because... I'm a little stiff, but I feel better now. I'm not so stiff.
Oh, good.
Well, ibuprofen does wonders.
It's good that you feel good.
I'm nice, and after this, I think I'm going to go hang out on the sofa and watch some Archer. I've been enjoying Archer lately. Ezel, you calling Ezel? Ezel left a message, but...
He left a message. We can play the message.
Yeah. Hold on. Call back, Ezel. Call back. It's complicated. I have to forward the message from the different phone, and that's it's difficult at that.
There's too much difficulties.
Too much difficulties. Let's check.
Could be another show title. Too much difficulties.
That was just a test call, but that's working. So, Ezel, call us.
Yeah. So, yeah.
There's Ezel.
Oh, good! Yay! All
right, hold on, Ezel. Let me find the right button here.
Hey,
Ezel, how's it going?
Oh, man, you guys scared me, man.
Well, I didn't hit the button.
Well, I thought I was on the wrong day again. I said, what the fuck, man?
You might be on the wrong day, and we may also be on the wrong day, so we may all be on the wrong day. You know, things around here are just kind of really frilly, so, you know, who knows? Who knows what the hell is going on anymore? So.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, it's crazy out there, man. It's crazy.
Crazy.
But anyway, so you know what? I've been in Florida here about a month, and I come up with a do's and don'ts list of Florida.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah, we'll run somebody until them ugly lights come on.
Yeah, sure. Right, sure, we'll let you go until them ugly lights come on.
All right, number one, you got to leave that big-ass pickup truck at home, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Florida's U-turn capital of the world, and you ain't going to make a U-turn in them intersections, that big-ass truck, and ain't nobody going to let you back out, man. You're in big
no,
shit,
it's sad, and it's funny when they try to do it, because it's like they get the curb, and then they try to back up, but everyone, like, gets up on your ass, so they, like, yeah. They can only back up, like maybe 4 inches, and then they go forward 4 inches, and they back up 4 inches. It's like they wiggle themselves out wiggle themselves through a fucking U-turn. It takes, like, 5 minutes to go through. It's ridiculous.
Oh, man. You know what? Leave the truck at home. Bring your wife's VW bug next time.
There
you
go, right?
I got that one figured out. Now, you got to put sunscreen on that big-ass beer belly, because you know that big-ass beer belly is closer to the sun.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do that.
You got to put sunscreen on everything. Even shit that's like under clothing. Like, even if you plan on wearing a shirt all day and you're going to be out, you still need to put sunscreen on, because you will burn through your shirt down here.
Wow. And you know what, too? If my friends from Europe, they come here. But you know what? If you weigh a little over 300 pounds, you got to leave them Speedos and bikinis back at the French Riviera, man. They don't work here in Florida, man.
Wow.
I'll tell you, man.
That's kind of painful.
You know what? I saw a dude the other day. He was wearing black knee-high socks with flowered shorts and white gym shoes by Dr. Scholl. Man, that didn't look too cool. That don't work either, man.
You know, I guess maybe after you get to a certain point, you just don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's true. You got that right.
Fuck it all.
You know what? Lastly, I got to tell you, if you don't eat raw oysters from once you came, chances are great that you will get a bad case of this shit. So, you know what? Lay off them raw oysters. Don't think you can do them right away when you're down in Florida.
Oh, yeah. No, no. I'm not a raw oysters. I want them to be cooked. They're better when they're cooked for me. Plus,
yeah,
I won't get sick out of them.
And finally, you know what? When you go to the grocery store, you better have your Depends on, because when you see the price of a pound of bacon, man, you're going to shit your drawer.
Oh, ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth? Absolutely.
Hey, boys, I'll see you later. Go tote me some more and have a good time.
Thank you, Isa. Yes, you shall tote yourself some more.
I'm gonna enjoy the rest of my Florida stay and then get the fuck out of here, man. I'm going back to the clay people. They're waiting for me, man.
Well, I hope the clay people are all right when you return. And
yeah, and let me know about these delights that you're talking about.
And don't forget, hot dog. I ate one too for the clay people, man. I'm telling you, they're waiting for you, man.
They're clay people
all right,
waiting
man,
for you.
Smoke them if you got them.
All right, Ezel. All right. Thanks for calling us.
Thanks, Ezel.
I will see
you
later, boy.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Oh, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I'm on hold with 911 waiting to speak with a live representative for my special offer. So thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special snowflake way.
Yes! Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show here tonight on Shiafa Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Labor Hour Saturdays at noon Eastern, Weekend with Joe Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, Headphone Meditation Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and a whole lot more. Visit Shiafa.org for our complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast at its new time, Friday nights. I guess we're still doing it Friday nights because we're not doing Friday nights anymore. So just catch them on Catch Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern. Yep, there we go. And classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Shyam.org to find our complete outdated schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in our programming with extra added Technique audio procedures. How do you do this, do you ask? And you probably do. I do sometimes.
Do you
well,
do?
It's easy.
How do you
just
do?
Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shiafa Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us on the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams. You can also listen on the web. Just go to Chiampa. That's Chiampa. Chiampa.org. Wow. What a night.
Yeah.
What a night.
Thank you, ibuprofen and weed. You're a wonderful combination. So I guess Thursdays. So Thursdays works for you. Thursdays work for me.
Thursdays work for me. All right. I'll be in this perpetually loopy mode, unfortunately, because I'll be very tired.
That's fine. No, actually, I like your loopy mode. It actually kind of made the show kind of really, really unusual and exciting. And unusual and exciting is always good for our shows. So, and I'm kind of loopy myself. I had some beer earlier and grabbed some dinner and stuff. So, but yeah, it was fun. All right, where are we at with time? 30 seconds. All right, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at Shiampa.org. Remember, folks, don't get snowed out by a cat with a 15-year-old getaway driver who's on the phone with 911 trying to get an extra cup of honey mustard sauce for his McNuggets. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for whatever the fuck is coming up next with a Z for zipper. That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks
are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You are listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.